You're listening to a podcast from Victory. Living in Christ means putting off the old sinful nature and putting on our new spiritual nature. No more in week 5 of All and Nothing.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Alfred. I'm one of the pastors here, together with Pastor Donnie, Pastor Ruben, and Pastor Earl. You know, we are on our 5th week of the series. So all and nothing, we said that the reason why we say it's all and nothing, it's because Jesus is everything. Because we were saying, you know, the last 4 weeks we've been talking about Colossians, and we said that Jesus is the answer to all the problems. Sabi nung, you know, Colossians were having trouble with false teachings, and then Paul said, the answer to your problem is Jesus. Because he is everything. Because he is preeminent. Okay, Paul said that, you know, Jesus is preeminent. Hindi yung the preeminence of Christ. Kumbaga, ang ibig sabihin, siya yung pinaka ng pinaka. Alright? Kung meron pang tataas dun sa pinaka, siya na yon. And we said that he's not prominent, but he's preeminent. Okay? I don't know if they used that example here in the last 4 weeks, but, you know, it's like seeing a picture of your wife, okay, blown up picture of your wife, and then meron kang picture ng mga XYZ mo sa ilalim. Alright? Prominent pero hindi preeminent. Okay? Preeminent, ibig sabihin, walang ibang picture dun, asawa mo lang. That's preeminent. And that's what Jesus is. That is why He is the only person that could save us. He's the only person that could pay the penalty of our sin. Alright? And not only that, because Jesus has the fullness of God in Him. Everything that God is, Jesus is. If God is full of glory, Jesus is full of glory. If God is almighty, Jesus is almighty. If God is all-knowing, Jesus is all-knowing. That is why He's the only one that can save us. And in return, Jesus, you know, we also learned that Jesus made us full. He made us complete. We are complete in Christ. All right? It's Jesus who completes us. Not anything else. Not your song, not your husband, not your boyfriend, not Centrum. Diba? A to Z, complete. Diba? Hindi yon. Hindi rin yung kanta ni Daniel Padilla. No? Nasa inaeng lahat. No. I'm sorry to tell you. That is not right. Jesus is the only person that can complete you. Alright? So, what I want us to do right now, we're going to read a very long passage of Scripture. Alright? So, I would like to request everyone to please stand as we read God's Word. We'll be reading from Colossians chapter 1, chapter 3, I'm sorry. But we will be reading verses 1 to 4 again and all the way to verse 17. Because I just want us to see the context of what we will be talking about this evening. If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died, say you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, say, your life, then you also will appear with Him in glory. Put to death, therefore, what is earthly in you, sexual immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. On the account of these, the wrath of God is coming, and in this you too once walked when you were living in them. But now you must put them all away. Say, put them all away. Anger, malice, wrath, slander, and obscene talk from your mouth. Do not lie to one another, seeing that you have put off, say put off, the old self with its practices, and have put on, say put on, have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge after the image of its creator. Here there is not Greek and Jew, circumcised and uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave, free, but Christ is all and in all. Verse 12, put on then as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience, bearing with one another, and if one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other, as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. And above all, put on love, say put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Say, word of Christ. Teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your hearts to God. Let's all read this together now. And whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, we just want to thank you today. Thank you for your word. Thank you that your word is alive and active. And Lord, we ask that you would change our mindset, that you would change our heart, that will result in a change of lives. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. You may now take your seats. You know, the reason why we read verses 1 through 4 again is because we do not want us to misunderstand what Paul is saying here. Because this is really the premise of what we will be talking about today. Okay, today we'll be talking about living in Christ. Okay, how do we live out our Christian walk? Now that we are saved, now that Jesus has saved us, now that we've been raised from the dead, now that we are alive in Christ, how do we live that out? Okay, pwede ba talaga tayong mabuhay ng maayos? Pwede ba talaga tayong mabuhay victorious in sin? Okay, can we really do that? Can we really live in purity? Pero madalas, ang naging excuse natin, eh, Pastor, kasi hindi ko talaga kaya. I'm not perfect. I'm just forgiven. Di ba? Or sometimes, minsan, iniisip mo, Pastor, di ba? Gracious naman si God eh. Di ba? Okay lang kung magkasala kasi, anyway, forgive naman niya ako. Di ba? Is that really what it's all about? You know, when you're thinking that way, that means you don't really understand what the gospel is all about. Because what Paul is saying, okay, and we will review that for a moment, okay, because you have been raised with Christ. This is the premise. Verse 1 of chapter 3. Because you have been raised with Christ. Ibig mo sabihin, you've been dead to sin. Okay, you've been dead to your sin now. You're no longer dead in your sin, but dead to your sin. Okay, ibig mo sabihin yan, what Paul is saying, if you've been raised with Christ, ibig sabihin, if you've given your life to Him, if you've appropriated what Christ has done on the cross for you, that's what makes you alive in Him. That's what it means to be raised with Christ. Okay? If you've been raised with Christ, yun ang sinasabi ni Paul, because if you have not been raised with Christ, everything we do to change ourselves will not happen. You will just go around and round and round in circle. It will be like in a rut. Okay? Walang magbabago sa buhay mo. Babagsak at babalik ka sa dati mong ugali. Why? Because there's only one person that can change you. And that is Jesus Christ. And if you, that can only happen when you die in your sin or to your sin and alive in Christ. Okay? Because of that, because you've been raised with Christ, you can now seek the things above. Yung po yung pinag-usapan natin last week. Iba na yung perspective mo ngayon. Di ba? Magbabago na. Hindi yung, noon, wala ka talaga. You don't even care about the Bible. You don't even care about Sunday. You don't care. You know, ang sinasamba mong Kristo noon, yung nasa sabungan. Yun lang yung Kristo mo, nasa sabungan. Ngayon, yung Kristo mo, nasa puso na. Di ba? Iba na yung Kristo mo ngayon. Iba na yung perspective mo, di ba? Let me just share with you a testimony of this man, Christian Bulawan. Okay? Did you talk about this last week? Okay, si Christian Bulawan, you heard about this story, di ba? He's a, eto yung sabi niya, no? Nung hindi pa siya Christian, nang akala niya, okay lang yung mamuhay siya. He was having the same relationship with the same sex. Okay, ang akala niya, living that way is happy, makes him happy. Pero at the end of his life, at the end, nakita niya, parang kulang. Meron loneliness, may emptiness. And that was the time when he came, you know, and then he came to know the Lord. And itong sabi niya, nung binigay niya yung pangibuhay niya sa Panginoon, no? Sabi niya, ayoko nang tawagin sis, bakla, bestie. Dahil hindi na yan ang identity ko na binigay sa akin ng Panginoon. Gusto ko na natawagin ako bro. Di ba? From gayhood to manhood. Di ba? Come on. You know, God is alive. Amen? Di ba? Nabago yung perspective niya eh. Sa sarili, gusto ko tawagin ako sarili kong pangalan dahil yun na yung tunay kong identity. The old is gone, the new has come. Baka gusto niyong palakpakan si Lord. Di ba? Of course, that can only happen when you've been, you know, when you've been raised with Christ. You can't do that on your own. There is no way you can do that on your own. And another thing, because you've been raised with Christ, you can now set your mind on things above. Now, iniisip mo kung ano yung makakaglorify kay God. Now, iniisip mo ano yung magbibigay ng honor kay God. Hindi mo na yung iniisip yung palaging ikaw sikat. Kung saan ka makakalamang. No, that can only happen, again, if you've been raised with Christ. Because who you are in Christ determines what you do. Who you are in Christ determines what you do. Do you know who you are in Christ? Do you know who you are in Christ? All your Christian activity has to be grounded in your Christian identity. Diba? Being a husband, being a worker, being a student, lahat yun dapat lumat, it's just an overflow of your identity in Christ. You do it all because you belong to Christ. Right? And that is what we need to understand. We are now moving from being, okay, chapter 1 and 2 tells us who we are, that we are, you know, that Christ died for us, that we are holy, that we've been qualified, and now we have to move to doing. Alright? Kailangan po may doing. Like what Pastor Errol was saying earlier, no? Yung promises ni God, minsan may condition. And the same manner, if you really truly believe that Jesus is your Lord and Savior, there's got to be something that will change in your life. Something has to change. From being to doing. Okay? Now, because you've been raised with Christ, you can now put to death what is earthly in you. Okay, that's yun yung unang-unang sinabi ni Paul in verse 5. Ano ba yung mga earthly niya? Let's look at it again. Put to death, therefore, what is earthly in you. Sexual immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. On account of these, the wrath of God is coming. Okay, what Paul is saying here is very important. Paul is saying you have to put to death. All these things that's early in you. All these things. And he listed these things because what Paul is saying is that we have to deal with sin brutally. Okay, you cannot manage sin. You cannot starve sin. You cannot tame sin. Hello? That is what Paul is saying. What Paul is saying, you don't manage sin. You can't just say, Pastor, konti lang naman eh. Dati madami, pero ngayon konti na lang, Pastor. Konting oras na lang ako dito sa mga site na hindi dapat. Konting kopya na lang ngayon eh, Pastor. Okay na yun. No. You don't manage sin. Sin does not need a caretaker. Okay? Sin has to be dealt with. And the only way to deal with sin is to kill it. Because if you don't kill sin, it will kill you. That is why Jesus himself said, if your eye causes you to sin, gouge it out. I mean, that's how brutal this is. Because Jesus said, it's better for you to go to heaven with only one eye than stay, you know, be in hell with your, you know, the completeness of your body. And then he even went on to say and said, if your hand causes you to sin, what do you do with your hand? Cut it off. Jesus understood this, and Paul understood the same thing. That's why he's saying you need to put to death all these things. And if you believe that you've been a believer, you got to show it. There's got to be something that is different in you. Okay, that's what Paul said to Titus. Titus chapter 1, verse 16. There were people, and they said they professed to know God, but by their deeds, they deny him. You believe in God? You believe in God? Then show it by what you do. We can't just be saying, no, I know it all here in my head. No, it can't just stay in your head. You have to live it out. Because this is what James said. Faith without works is dead. Malino naman po yung litrato, no? That's what James is saying. So, ano ba yung mga dapat nating i-put to death? Ilista lang po ulit natin, no? Sexual immorality. Impurity. Passion. Evil desire. Covetousness. Another translation says greed. Okay? Which is idolatry. Yeah? When you look at this first list, what Paul is saying here, these are the things, okay, that when you see people do this now, okay, parang ayoko yan. Di ba? Parang halatang halata. Siguradong ayaw mo yan. But you know, when you think about this, the bottom line of that is idolatry. Really, the bottom line of all this list, sexual immorality, impurity, passion, desire, because your desire, what you desire determines what you do. But really, the point of this is it's idolatry. Because it's really, who do you follow? Who do you bow down to? Who do you, you know, who do you listen to? Do you listen to yourself or do you listen to God? That is why you have to smash your idol. You can now, not only do you put them to death, but you can now put off the old self. That's the same idea. Put to death and put off the old self. Now, this is what Paul said in verse 8 and 9. But now, you must put them all away. Anger, wrath, malice, slander, and obscene talk from your mouth. Do not lie to one another, seeing that you have put off the old self with its practices. They're with its practices. Ibig sabihin, may ginagawa yung mga yan eh. May mga ways that you do things the old way. And what Paul is saying is that you need to put them off. What do you need to put off? Anger. Maaring right now, sinasabi mo, Pastor, yung unang this, I cannot relate. I can't relate to that. I'm not a moral person. Okay? Parang yun sinasabi, pero anger? Parang kanina lang nagalit ako eh. Actually, yun, nag-worship, nagagalit ako eh. Diba? Parang, you know what I'm saying? Baka nga mami, bago ka pumasok dito eh. No? Nakapila ka dun sa pila, tapos bilang may humarang sa'yo. No? Sining, nakakainis tong mama na to. Diba? Nagalit ka na. Diba? We all can all relate to anger, right? Kasi, you know, another thing is wrath. Wrath is medyo mabigat, no? Yun sinabi ni God. You know, ito yung sinasabi niya, if you do all these things, that you know, sexual immorality, yung first list, yan ang katapat niyan, wrath. Wrath ni God. What else? Malice. Slander. Okay? Palagi kang naninira ng kapwa. Obscene talk. Ibig sabihin, yung mga coarse joking, green jokes, blue jokes. Okay, meron ba nun? Basta anong klaseng joke na hindi naman nakaka-build up, okay? And then, lying. Paul is saying you need to put all this off, okay? Pero maganda rito, you know what Paul is saying, maaaring ikaw ngayon, okay, nandito ka, pero maybe struggle mo dati yung anger. Dati pala, araw-araw galit ka. Di ba? Actually, hindi mo alam, galit ka nga eh. Pero ngayon, naging Christian ka, now alam mo na, hindi ka na araw-araw nagagalit, ilang araw na lang isang linggo. Di ba? No, nung dati, palagi kang you know, nag-chismis, no, lagi kang chismoso, lahat na lang, lahat naririnig mo, hintayin mo ang haba. Di ba? Pero ngayon, hindi na. Di ba? Konti na lang. Lumiit na yung tenga mo, di ba? O, minsan naman, dati puro masama yung sinasabi mo, di ba? Maaaring kagaya ka, kapareho ko, nung araw, hindi pa ako mananampalataya, sa 10 salitang sinasabi ko, 11 mura. Okay? Maaaring ganun ka, pero you know, that's something. Now, nagmumura ka pa, kaya nagugulat ka na lang. Tapos pag nagmura ka pa, sama pa ng loob mo. Bakit ko pa nasabi yun, di ba? Because something is changing. Because you can feel that God is working in your heart now. Before, wala ka namang pakialam eh. Di ba? Dati, lahat na sinasabi mo kasi nungalingan. Actually, wala nga naniniwala sa'yo. Diba? Pero ngayon, pagka naglalay ka, parang masakit. Hindi mo na kaya. Kapihin ko na ang totoo. Diba? Parang, diba ngayon mayroon ka ng ganun pakiramdam? It's because God is working in you. But what Paul is saying is that you have to put them off. You know why? Because in this, you too once walked. Kasi hindi ka na yan eh. Hindi na ikaw yan. That's no longer you. That is no longer you. So, eto sinasabi ni Paul. You have to put off the old self. And you have to put on the new self. Ang tanong, ano ibig sabihin pagka when you put off something? Tanong po yun, pwede po kayong sumagot. Okay? Ano pong ibig sabihin when you say you put off something? Ano po? Wag po, wala pong maling sagot dito. Sige po, sumagot po lang kayo. Hindi ko po kayo pagagalitan, hindi ko po kayo babatiyin ng eraser. Alright? Ano ibig sabihin? I can't hear ya. Ha? Huh? You uproot, you take off, di ba? May hinuhubad ka. Di ba? Ano nangyayari sa atin? Christian ka na. Sinabi na nga ni Lord, that is no longer you. Hindi ka naman gagancho. Okay? Hindi ka naman luloko. Hindi ka na babaero. You are now forgiven. Hindi ka na chismoso. Hindi ka na kuripot. Hindi ka na greedy. That's no longer you. And yet, hindi natin sabi ni nga ni Paul, you put it off. You know, Paul has said, you put off the old self and you keep on wearing it. You're dead to this already. This is no longer you. And yet, gustong-gusto natin suot, gustong-gusto natin ikato. But this is me, Pastor. This is where I belong. No, that's it. You know, ang ginagawa natin, sabi nga ni Paul, put off. Diba? And then before you put on something, ang ginagawa natin, naka-put off, sinusuot mo pa rin, pero hindi mo hinubad. Teka, kailangan mo na i-put off. Sino po dito meron kayong anak na nagda-diaper pa? Hopefully, hindi po teenager. Okay? Nagda-diaper pa. Meron po kayo, ayun, yan nasa likod. Okay, kayo po, kausap ko ha. Okay, kayo po ba yung mga anak nyo nagda-diaper? Pagka po nag-number two. Okay? Pagka nagdumi. Okay? Pinapalitan nyo po yung diaper? Aba, bakit po? Sayang naman. Pwede ba ipahatong mo na lang? Pwede ba ipahatong na lang yung bagong diaper? No way! Why? Because you'll stink! Diba? Kailangan mong tanggalin muna bago mo lagyan ng bagong diaper. Hello? In the same way, alam mo, nag-basketball ka, nag-workout ka, para nag-workout ka, di ba? Nag-workout, pawis na pawis ka, bago ka mag-office, I just wanna work out, man. You know? Nagpapawis ka mabuti, tapos bago ka, pagkatapos, naku, late na! Wala nang oras maligo. Hindi ka na nagbihis, hindi ka na nag-deodorant, hindi ka na nag-shampoo, hindi ka na nag-cologne, nagsuot ka na lang ng bagong damit, pang-office. Pumunta ka sa office, pagdating sa office, sasabihin ng mga kasamong, ano, parang may patay na taga. You stink! And that's exactly what we do. What Paul is saying, you have to put it off before you put it on. Because if you put on without putting off, you'll stink. This is what Paul is saying. Before you put on something, you have to put off. And this is what Paul is saying. Okay, verse 10. I love this. And have put on the new self, which is being renewed. Being renewed after the image of its creator. You have a new self now. Okay? You have a new self that you have to put on. But at the same time, you're not perfect. Right? You understand what I'm saying? Because you are a work in progress. What Paul is saying is that who is constantly being renewed? Your new self is being renewed constantly. You're a work in progress. Okay, Paul is saying earlier, may mga practices yung old self. The new self also have its own practice. You have to practice them. Why? Because practice makes wrong. Practice makes progress. Because you will never be perfect. Never perfect. Because we will fall. We would fall. We would sin. But you know the beauty about now? Is that when you sin, you can run back to God and you'll still be accepted. All you gotta do is repent of your sin and say, Lord, cleanse me from all my unrighteousness. Hello? Kasi bago yung bagong muscle yan eh. Diba? Dati sinungaling ka ng sinungaling. Ngayon, ang hirap yan magsabi ng totoo. Pag nasanay ka magsinungaling, hindi mo alam kung ano yung totoo eh. Diba? Totoo ba ito sinasabi ko? Diba? It's a new muscle. You need to practice it. And in the same manner, parang yung bagyong anak ko, yung dalawang anak po namin ng asawa ko, hindi ko lang po pala anak yun. O baka sabihin anak sa asawa ko, sinasarili ko. No? Pag maganda, sinasarili. Pag pangit, then sasaya yan. Anak po yan. Di ba? Ganun eh. Pero you know, when you think about it, ang sinasabi ni Paul, you know, our new self is being renewed. Para lang yung bata, nag-start maglakad. My two girls never used the walker. Yung mga walker, di ba yung dati, mga walker para matulungan lumakad. No, my kids never used that. When they were about 18 months old, they decided to walk. They just started walking. Okay, one step, two step. Okay? And then baka third step, bumagsak. Sabi ko, ano ka ba? Napakahina mong bata. Tumayo ka! Yan ang kaya mo? Tingnan mo nga ako? Bumabagsak ba ako? Hello? You don't say that to your children, right? That's exactly the same thing with us when we walk with God. We'll fall. We'll trip. We'll sin. But you know the difference? That is no longer your nature. You have a new nature. But it's the new nature that's being perfected daily by God. Amen? We were formed in God's image. That's the original design. And deformed from God's image by sin. But through Jesus Christ, we can be transformed back into God's image. And that's the goal. We're not perfect yet, but our goal is to be transformed in the image of God. That is why you can now put on the new self. We can put on the new self. Why? Because you've been raised with Christ. Because you've been raised with God. Because you are now alive in Christ, you can put on the new self. Ito na yung new self. Ito na ilalagay mo ngayon. Clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness. Okay, kung dati wala kang compassion, pag may nakikita ka na nasasaktan, bali wala sa'yo. Actually, gustong-gusto nga, nananakit ka. No? Pero yung pag may nasasaktan, sa mo, man, I feel ya. Diba? Or, you know, now you're filled with kindness. Hindi ka na masyadong masungit. Hindi yung pagising sa umaga, hindi nasalubong yung kilay mo. No? Ngumingiti ka na. Wow. And then you say kind words. Diba? Now, dati puro yabang ka, puro hangin, puro ikaw bida. Pero ngayon, hindi na. Diba? Iba na yung bida. You're now gentle. You know, the new you is now patient. You know, let me share with you another testimony of one of the person in a Victor group, okay? Someone in the Victor group, he was dealing with some projects, okay? He was dealing with some projects. And you know, and then yung kausap niya, sabi sa kanya, pare, ibibigay ko sa iyo itong big project na to. Sa iyo na to, kompleto. Lahat-lahat sa iyo. Malaking kikitain mo rito. Pero may ex-deal ako sa iyo. Sabi sa kanya, pare, bigay ko sa iyo itong project na to, pero bigyan mo akong babae. Ano mo sabi niya? Sir, sorry po, hindi ko po yung kayang gawin. Pinagtungunan siya. Ano, hindi mo kayang gawin? Paano hindi mo kayang? Kasi po, yun po kasi yung tinuturo sa church namin ngayon. Yun lang yung nasabi niya. Sabi niya, he was sharing this to his victory group leader. So, sabi niya, victory group leader niya, alam mo, hindi ko na nga po alam eh, kung saan ang galing yung sinabi ko. All I knew was that is not wrong and that is not right anymore. Because now, hindi na yung kita hinahanap ko. Ngayon ang hinahanap ko yung honor and glory ni God. Kaya sabi niya, sa inyo na po yung project. I'm not gonna get it if that's the case. And you know what? Even after he turned that project down, yung pong nag-aano ng project, tinatawagan pa rin siya. Why? Because they saw something different in this guy. From being to doing. You know, this is what Paul said. Make allowance for each other's fault and forgive anyone who offends you. Dati ang dali mo mainis. Dati ang dali mo ma-offend. No? Ngayon, the new you can now forgive people. You can overlook an offense. Remember, the Lord forgave you, so you must forgive. You know, bottom line, this is what Paul is saying. Being graced in Christ means putting off the old self and putting on the new self. Another way of saying this is because you've been raised with Christ, now you're alive in Him. Living in Christ means putting off the old self and putting on the new self. But this is easier said than done. Easier said than done. That is why Paul, in his wisdom, gave us some other things to do so that we will be able to do this because we can't do it on our own. Okay? We still can't do it on our own. By the way, when you read verses 12 all the way to 16, makikita mo yan, puro relationship yan. Relationship na yung pinag-uusapan dito ni Paul. It's about one another. What Paul is saying is that you cannot grow on your own. You are not supposed to live this Christian life alone. You have to have someone with you. Okay, that is why victory group is so important. Again, if you're not part of a victory group right now, I implore you to be a part of a victory group. Why? Because that's where we grow. You know what? Later, I'll explain that a little bit more. I'm getting ahead of myself. Verse 14, he says, above all this, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. Another translation says, put on love, okay, which binds everything together in perfect unity. You know why it's important to put on love? Not only that you need to know that you can now put on the new self, but you need to understand that God's love is so great that He loves you the way you are. You don't have to compare yourself with others. Diba? Kasi pag wala yung love, pag hindi mo naintindihan na love ka ni God the way you are, iko-compare mo yung sarili mo eh. Diba? Bakit ganun? Yung ibang galing-galing, ang galing kumanta. Eh, gusto ko pa naman sa worship din. Bakit ako hindi makakanta? Diba? O iba sa inyo, diba? Ako po, ang ganda ng sulat ko. Sulat babae. Babaeng manok nga lang. Diba? And ang daming mga kaliwete, artistic. Diba, mga kaliwete, normally artistic eh, because they're the only people that use the right brain or in the right mind, no? Pero ako po, hindi artistic eh. Hindi ako artistic. Pero, you know, but if I don't understand the love of God, I'll start comparing myself. Bakit siya ang galing magsulat? Bakit ako hindi ko maintindihan yung sulat ko? Diba? O bakit siya ang gifted? Bakit ako hindi? But you know what? The reason why you need to put on love, because you need to understand that God loves you the way you are. You don't have to perform to God. You don't have to be someone else before God can love you. Not only that, God says, the Bible says, let the peace that comes from Christ rule in your heart. Let the peace of Christ. The new you now have peace. But you know what? Letting peace rule in your heart means that you have to allow it to grow. That you have to allow peace to grow. You know, the reason why it has to rule in your heart is because we will fall. Again, yes, you have a new, you're a new creature. Yes, the old is gone, the new is gone, the new has come. But meron pa rin kumakapit. Pansin niyo yun? Meron pa rin mga kumakapit na kasalanan, na old ways na nandun pa rin, na minsan, hindi mo napapantayin, biglang lumalabas. Di ba? Parang zombie, may lumalabas ng kamay na ngayon. Hindi mo naman natin ginagawa na yun. And yet, that is the reason why it's important to let the peace of Christ rule in your heart. You know why? Because if you don't have the peace of Christ in your heart, when you sin, you'll be condemned. The enemy will whisper something at you and tell you, ah, ganon, kala ko Christian ka na. Eh, ganyan pa rin naman palang ginagawa mo, wala na ka naman magbago sa'yo. Hindi ka na magbabago. Niloloko mo lang sarili mo. And then the enemy will lie to you. And then you know, when the enemy tells that to you, you can tell him back, you know what, Satan? That's right, I just sinned. But you know what? My God still loves me. All they have to do is repent and run, you know, and turn away from my sin. That is what will keep you from condemnation. And that will lead you to thankfulness. Because you will understand, you know, the reason why I am alive today, the reason why I am saved today, is not because of what I do, but it's because of what Christ has done for me on the cross. And that is final. Nothing can change that. And lastly, Paul says, let the word of God, let the word of Christ richly dwell, dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your hearts to God. The word of God is so important. You need to let the word of God saturate you. You need to let the word of God fill your mind up. You need the word of God to tell you who you are in Christ. Because when you don't, the enemy will always lie to you. How would you know if the enemy is lying to you? If you don't know the word of God, that is why it's important to know God's word. That is why it's important to memorize God's word. That's why it's important, again, to have victory group who will tell you and admonish you. Someone that will tell you, bro, alam mo yung ginagawa mo? Hindi tama. You know, the way you treat your wife is not right, bro. You got to repent. You know, someone has to tell you that in your face. You know, many times we don't grow because we don't have people telling us things. Hello? Parang tahimik niyo. Hindi po ako galit, ha? I'm just telling you, this is what the word of God is saying. That is why it's important to know God's word. That is why it's important to know God's word and sing songs to Him. You know, that's the reason also, that's why we also been writing our own songs. And the songs we sing are, you know, we believe are, these are biblically based songs. It's not just something that we thought of. We always want to make sure that the song we sing are biblically sound. Why? Because many times, when we're down and trouble and you need a helping hand. Diba? What happened? When you're down, really, what happened? Many times you don't remember scriptures, but you remember songs. You know, you're down, then you remember, I'm no longer what I used to be. I am stronger because you live in me. The old is gone, the new has come. I'm alive. Diba? That's what will, you know, resonate in your mind. And then pagkain na down ka, and then parang hindi ka nag-grow. Then bigla ako, ang napalay ko naaalala, nung pag feeling ko, hindi ako nag-grow, naaalala ko yung Sunday school song namin, nung araw, nung panahon nila Pastor Donnie, tinuro niya lang sa akin to eh. Diba? Diba? Sabi nung song, you know, nag-senior moment. Luma na kasi. No, you know song na every day, little by little, every day, little by little, in every way, Jesus is changing me. He's changing me. Since I've made the turnabout face, I've been growing in His grace. Jesus is changing me. Di ba? I mean, I remember that and I know. Those little songs, di ba, naalala mo, Lord, you know, I know I failed you, but you know what? I can grant back to you because when you know God's word, it will grow you. It will not bring confusion to you. You know, I just want us to watch this last video, another testimony of someone who met the Lord, someone at the rock bottom of his life, na iniisip niya wala na siyang pag-asa, iniisip niya talagang wala nang pag-asa yung buhay niya, wala nang pag-asa yung pamilya niya, and yet he found Jesus. Let's watch this video.
Years old ako, nagsimula ako mag-take ng drugs. Hanggang graduate ako sa college ko, drug addict pa rin ako. Pero tumataas yung dosage ko at pangangailangan ko. One time, meron kaming event sa magbabarkada. Magmomotor kami, babiyahe kami ng malayong probinsya. Doon, na-aksidente ako. Nabangga ako ng pickup. Mga tao, nagtatakbuhan. Halip na sabihin ko sa kanilang tulungan nila ako. Dahil iba nga yung pagkatao ko noon. Minura ko pa sila kasi sinasabi nila sa akin, patay na raw ako. Naoperahan ako, nilagyan ng implant yung buong hita ko hanggang balakang. Tapos yung tuhod ko, puro bakal din. Dumating ako sa punto ng buhay ko na wala na talaga lahat. Yung magulang ko, bankrupt na. Ako, bankrupt na rin. Walang trabaho. Tinatanong ko na yung sarili ko na ba't pa ba nabubuhay yung isang katulad ko? Hanggang isang araw, yung gusto ko na talaga magpakamatay, biglang yung libro na punong-puno ng alikabok katabi ng Biblia, Purpose Driven Life. Nung nagsimula akong basahin siya, bawat chapter by chapter, naiyak ako dahil nasagot yung pangangailangan ko na nabubuhay pala ako para sa Panginoon. Tawagan ko yung pinsan ko kahit takot ako sa kanya. Nung dumating kami dito sa Victory, ito na ba yun? Sige, bahala na kung ito yung gusto mo, Lord. Sa unang kanta pa lang, hindi ko makayanan pigilin yung iyak ko noon. Hanggang yung pinipreach niya, tumuturo-turo pa siya doon sa mismong lugar ko. Kaya pakiramdam ko, ako nga yung kinakausap niya. Hanggang tinanggap ko ang Panginoong Hesukristo sa puso ko. Yung mama ko attendi na rin. Yun, buong pamilya namin, dati hiwa-hiwalay, ngayon buo na. Ako si Vincent Garcia. At simula nung drug addict ako hanggang sa pinakamalalim na pagbagsak ng buhay ko, nagpapasalamat ako sa Panginoon na hindi niya ako pinabayaan. At ngayon, lagi niya ako ginagabayan, binibigyan niya ng bagong pag-asa. At kaya pinangahawakan ko yung life verse ko na Philippians 4:13 na I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
I'll give God praise for that. You know, because you've been raised with Christ just like that man. Kala niya wala siyang pag-asa. Kala niya wala nang saysay yung buhay niya. Maring you're right here, right now, you're like that. Feeling mo parang wala nang pag-asa yung buhay mo. Feeling mo you're so, masyado ka nang lulong sa bisyo mo. Feeling mo wala nang pag-asa yung pamilya mo. Feeling mo wala nang pag-asa yung negosyo mo. But you know, since you've been raised with Christ, you can actually find hope and life in Christ. Come on. And that is why Paul said, he ended this passage with this verse, whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God, the Father through Him. Now, the new you has a new motivation. Everything you do now, it's all about Jesus because you've been raised with Christ. You know, that's one thing we want to do. I want us to really just, I just want us to, you know, worship together, okay? Because I want us to think about this. You know, now that you've been raised with Christ, you actually can live your new life and forget your old life. I'm going to kind of call the worship team. I want us all to stand, okay, and worship together. Because you've been raised with Christ. But the question you want to ask yourself here today is that, have you been raised with Christ? Are you dead to your sin and alive in Christ. And if you are, let's just worship Him with thanksgiving in our hearts.